And it's 9:49, time for our opening commodity market report this morning with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 9:90, down 5 on the open. May, 9:77, down 7.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, CME Group, March wheat opened at 9:62, down 11.5 on the open. May, 9:60, down 9. July, 7:80, down 4.75. December, 7.97, down 0.5 on the open. March corn opened at 4.36.5, up 1.75 on the open. May, 4.47, up 1.75. July, 4.53, up 0.25. September, 4.52, up 0.5. December, 4.52.5, up 0.5. March, 4.57.5, down 1 on the open. January soybeans open at 11.58, down 1 on the open. March, 11.76, down 1.75. May, 11.92, down 3/4. July, 11.98, unchanged. August, 11.61, down 4. November, 10.70.5, unchanged. And January of 2009, 10.73, down 0.5 on the open. January soybean meal open at 3.23.50, down 20 on the open. March, 3.30.50, up 70. January soybean oil open at 46.80, down 3 on the open. March, 47.30, down 8. CME live cattle open at 92, down 52.5 on the open. February, 95.60, down 67.5. January feeders, 104.02.5. Down 17.5 on the open. March, 107.20, down 15. February lean hogs, 59.90, down 20 on the open. April, 65.40, down 37.5. And February bellies opened at 88, down 47.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, grain analyst for ADM Market Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, last week you said that between about now and the end of the year is a period of caution. Potential consolidations in place. Overnight, we did see contract highs on the deferred harvest months in corn and beans. So I guess the question is, what does it all mean?
Well, good question. This is holiday type trade, so I do think there's, what we're seeing here is somewhat of a breather. I guess I still want to keep my bullish hat on. But cautious because of some old cyclical time counts that I look at, so I am a little cautious. But I think for the most part, the majority of the trade would like to see a break in here, and I think everybody, if they wouldn't like to see a break, they would like they're too scared to buy it in fear of a break. So I think the market is going to find some pretty good support in here. I think today here kind of looks like maybe this might be the exiting of the longs before Christmas weekend. We may see some of that again tomorrow. So I actually kind of think that the bulls will probably have the market next week, and light volume trade will have a tendency to stay firm, maybe even rally. But I do think that everybody that's long is real nervous in here. So I think you're seeing some profit taking, and then I think there's a whole group of people who like to see the thing break to buy it. Everybody like to buy the break. I think fundamentally you can see the weekly export sales were all very strong in here for corn and soybeans. Wheat is probably the one that is tiring the most, and you can kind of see that here today being down 10 to 13 cents. Weekly export sales were disappointing, but On the other hand, we really don't have anything to sell anymore, so weekly export sales can't be very strong because there's not a lot of inventory to sell. So, I would say that the wheat market is probably struggling the most, but it's been quite volatile here over the past week. So.
All right, then look at the month charts from me, either weekly, monthly. Let's look at those as opposed to the daily. Weekly, monthly corn and beans and or the continuation charts, and tell me what it is you're looking at that will tell you market direction.
Well, we'll start off with corn. What I'm looking at in corn is the lead futures chart gap here that was left with March assuming the lead roll here on Monday with the December futures expiring on Friday. That kind of leaves a chart gap in place somewhere around this 421 on the downside to as high as maybe 430. We did dip into it a little bit yesterday. That is, if you use that as a measuring gap, your first upside objective is going to be 484, and then we start talking about $5 plus type chart gap, price objectives, and that's something that I'm watching to see whether or not this gap is filled here over the next 2 or 3 days. I think we left it here on Monday. We've come down a little bit there yesterday and came back with a higher close. Today, again, we're struggling a little bit here to start with. But I think if we can manage some strong closes here today or tomorrow, close out the week higher, I think that tees up some pretty good upside objectives. Like I said, about 484, I think, on lead corn is kind of what I would be looking at on corn. Soybeans, we're kind of leveling out here in the 1150 to 1160 area. That looks to me like we're getting ready to maybe take another run up 50 cents to a dollar higher. We'll have to kind of see how this market performs. We're seeing a little more weakness in maybe beans here today, but, you know, down a couple cents is nothing to worry about. Everybody's scared in here that this thing's going to fall apart. So when you do see red on the screen, you begin to worry a little bit. I think the market stays in pretty good shape to finish out the year here. And then we'll be all geared up toward the January crop report. And I think as long as the trade is looking for further supply-demand tightening, it's going to be real difficult to break this market to the downside.
So let's be clear about which charts you were looking at. You were looking at continuation charts?
Yes, I was looking at continuation charts.
Pit action only?
Oh, it actually, that chart gap on corn shows up on pit action or electronic trade because December futures expired there on Friday and March assumed the lead futures roll. So you do have that chart gap, and that's actually a weekly gap too, which I think makes it more important that we are going to head higher yet in this corn market.
You also said that the U.S. dollar is one of the hinge pins of this marketplace and has been for a little while. We seem to have confirmed that head and shoulders bottom, maybe made some upside, nearby upside of technical objectives, although there are people out there who are saying it's nothing more than short covering, and they're anticipating this U.S. dollar still to actually make a pullback. Where are you in the mindset, and how does it play into green?
I don't think you'll really know until the start of the new year. Now, technically, you did. You know, there was a little head and shoulders bottom. I think just glancing at it, I had the thing maybe returning back to 78.5, and we've had a high here today somewhere around 77.85. So, I think there's a little more up in it. Then I think the market then will probably be ready for a little setback, and we'll see what happens on that setback, whether or not the bulls will be able to defend a long position in the dollar. I think in order, maybe what we might be doing in the dollar is turning the market more sideways here somewhere below the $80 level. In order to get the dollar to, I think, shift trends to the upside, you're going to have to see some rising interest rates from the Fed. I'm not quite sure they're ready to do that yet, but if fundamentally, if I begin to see some rising rate actions in the Fed, then you'd maybe begin to talk about a little stronger recovery in the dollar. But I think it's too early to tell. You need to kind of wait and see what kind of happens at the first part of the year on the dollar to see whether or not this low that we put in mid-November is solid or not.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City at 981, down 14 at the Board of Trade. March wheat, 955 and a half, down 18. July, 780, down 4 3/4. March corn, 432 and a quarter, down 2 1/2. May, 443, down 2 1/4. December, 449 and a half, down 2 1/2. January beans, 1155 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. November, 1070, down 1/2. January soybean meal at 323.10, down 60 cents. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.